Let me end this class by saying that I am envious of you because I would much rather be a student than a teacher. All of the fun is to be had by being a student, all the discovery. And I can only think of myself as a guide at best. Because the more you learn, the more you find out there's left to learn. And the more you know, the more you see of what you don't know. And the best way that I can think of to be a student is to let go of what you think you already know. Zen Buddhists call this beginner's mind. And real discovery happens when you take all you think you know and you get it out of the way, get it out of your way. Reconsider and reconceive. Keep resetting. Try new things. Get out of yourself and over yourself. Your idea of yourself is tied up with all that stuff you think you know. And it's hard to do, but try to do it. Try to get rid of it. Identity is so contentious in 2026. Whose is better? Everyone has an opinion. In this pod class, we're going to be reading all kinds of poets. This is a fact of America. Poets who are conservative, liberal, religious, tribal. Poets speaking in other languages, including French, Spanish, and there are hundreds of Native American languages. There'll be immigrant poems and poems from all ethnicities. Poets who perform primarily on the stage and poets who perform primarily on the page. You might come across something you find upsetting or something you disagree with. Explore the religion of patience. You have to be willing to listen to other writers, and some may be hard to understand, not just because of their point of view, but because they are experimenting with how to say things. And you don't have to understand all of it. This is a communication mostly with the dead, mostly with dead writers. And they don't care if you agree with them or disagree with them. And neither do I. And neither should you. Here is an opportunity to make some new friends. You may live in a big city and you're proud of it. And you may live in a small town and you're proud of it. But all of you have neighbors who are living a different experience, I guarantee it. We will be reading poems from other times that will require considering America from their point of view. And we're going to try to write poems from their point of view, from the view of people who lived hundreds of years ago, people who had much different lives and problems than we have now. Why read the poems? Why read their poems if you don't want to understand them? That would be a waste of your time. Just go journal some of your own poems instead. Go stare at your belly button. Life is short. Americans are full of opinions, and opinions are like weeds. Resist your own storm of opinions. Become neutral for a few hours a week. Let go of your tribes and your teams for a few hours a week. And if you are ready to start, I provided two exercises to help you let go of your personal baggage.